Mr. Grant Slukowski from here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He wrote that song. Feature both the Milwaukee boys here, right up front. We are literally in the middle of making a brand new album. We left the studio, came straight here today, and it's been a great experience. But we're exhausted. We were excited about being home for a couple weeks because we have to be, because we have to record, and we're not home very often. So every night we do 10-hour days in the studio, and everybody goes out every night. Not a smart thing, but it's what we're doing. And Star here wrote this song and one other that we're putting on the album that are both really excellent songs. We can't do the other one quite yet because we just worked it up in the studio. We're equally as excited about it as we are this one. So, Mr. Star Moss from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. you like I should. You handed me the key, and your bags are by the door. And you're telling me you're leaving, you don't love me anymore. Cause your mind made up to leave here, we stay just one more night. I hear your train a coming, I still haven't made things right. And if you wake up in the morning, and I haven't changed your mind, there's another train awaiting just to take you down the line. I don't give a damn. My heart is heavy knowing you really think it's true. I never loved another the way that I love you.
Is your mind made up to leave, dear? Please stay just one more night.
I hear your train a-coming, I still haven't made things right. And if you wake up in the morning
and I haven't changed your mind, there's another train awaiting just to take you down the line.
Storm off, everybody.
If you're doing all right, I know just how you feel. down in my heart. I've been searching for answers. Can't get no relief from worry and pain. The first drop's just the start, and your soul has a cancer. I don't mind the water, but I can't stand the rain. All the good times are gone. From the past. Now I'm twisted and jaded. The lightning's coming fast, and the thunder is strong. Deep down in my heart, I've been searching for answers. I can't get no relief from worry and pain. Yeah.
we get some more guitar on the monitor, please? Let me introduce our fiddle player here from Sycamore, Illinois, Mr. Dan Andre. Dan has a brand new hat that we're all very excited about. It's from the Optimo Hat Company in Chicago, one of the finest companies to get hats made in the world, we believe. And it even came with its own case. Absolutely.
May I say something about this hat? At the set break, Colin O'Brien will be coming up here. I hope you all know Colin O'Brien. And he's got a great derby as well. And he's got a joke. Maybe I should let him tell it later, but I'm going to tell it now. He walked up to me once when I had a derby in the past. And he goes up to me and he butts heads with me. He says, "What's this?" I said, "I don't know." He says, "Demolition Derby." But now I got this new hat. We're not playing Demolition Derby anymore. Sorry. Those days are over.
We have Mr. John Goldfein from Chicago, Illinois. He wrote this next song.
you're dreaming.
Cause there won't be any of that. So with me, she wouldn't stay. Guess I'd best be on my way. Off to find another pretty girl in another town.
I mentioned that we were working on a new album, and we were lucky enough to nab a really good producer for the album, a guy named Greg Cahill out of Chicago, who's a fantastic banjo player and been running his own band, The Special Consensus, for almost 40 years. And it's been really enlightening for us when we're not actually working on the album or telling dirty jokes. He tells us great stories about what it was like to play music in Chicago in the 70s. He was telling us the other day about how he used to play at the Kingston Mines, his bluegrass band did, which is hard for us to imagine if you've ever been to the Kingston Mines. It's the ultimate blues club in Chicago, but apparently in the 70s they weren't quite as picky about what kind of music they had there. And he told this story about how the owner was kind of a dodgy guy, and he didn't pay them for a couple of gigs, and he owed them $400 and was not answering his phone and avoiding them. So Greg took him to small claims court and went through the whole process, which is kind of a pain in the butt, and then got to small claims court, and the owner showed up with the $400 right before court started. He gave him the $400 and apologized and asked him if he wanted to play again the next week. That's not why I brought it up, but that's good to know. we think about how much easier it might have been for them, because gas was so much cheaper and stuff, to start a band, but then he told us the story about how they were playing a show in Rogers Park, and a bullet came through the window right before behind where they were playing, and because there was a street fight and stuff. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with Rogers Park. It's a pretty bad neighborhood, but it's not that bad. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. He said some people really don't like banjos. So anyways, as is natural when you hang out with a guy and listen to his music a lot, which we've been doing, we heard one of his tunes. It's a tune he stole from another, from a great songwriter of it. And we're going to do it here. It's called Suzanne.
On the banjo, everybody, from Homer, New York. We're going to slow it down here for a second, if that's all right. This is a number we have on our second album. over here. Our friend Melissa is over here with our stuff. Wave hi, Melissa. There she is with the glasses. Colin O'Brien's stuff is over there as well. And, we've got an email list so we can let you know when we're coming back. And we do come up here often because we've got two hometown boys in this band. So Milwaukee representing up here. And it's getting that time, man. We got winter hats, you know, and t-shirts. So if you like what you hear, we got CDs. If you don't like what you're wearing, we might have something for you too. So. Anyways, this is a song called The Drifter. I'd like to slow down and raise a family, pack my things, move down to Arkansas, slow down. Enjoy the air in the country. Stop my rambling and settle down. I'd like to see my old mother before she goes. Patch things up a bit and try to get along. Understand each other the best we can. I'm a new man, but I'm a drifter, Lord, I'm a drifter. I wander alone down a dark and lonely road. I'm a drifter, Lord, I'm a drifter, but my feet have grown tired, I guess I'm finally drifting home.
Another tune here. Ross.
Jazz standard here. Thank you.
would not budge. He shot them both down in cold blood. Track you to the day I died, leaving my revenge is bittersweet. I still gotta keep my head over my feet. For I know putting you 6 feet deep will never bring my mind far back to me. The hunger in my belly and the fever in my soul keep me turning down this worrisome road. For I know just around one of these bends, the sun is gonna rise again. left me. She went away. Now she's gone. And I don't breathe. Well, I'm sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River. I'm getting wild. Thinking I'm loving. On the other side. Now she's gone. And I don't breathe. Well, I'm sitting on top of the world. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Find me a woman that a man can trust.
A song written by an amazing songwriter, a guy named Larry Cordell out of Nashville. Well, I've never been to heaven.
Not the one on high.
I have been to heaven just the same. Taken by an angel.
Off to paradise. I may never see it, but I know that it's real. I've never been to heaven, but I know how it feels.
Better.
miles of chain.
Take a break, and while we're off stage, Colin O'Brien is gonna come up and play a set, and then we'll be back with another one later on. Once again, make sure you stop and see our friend Melissa over there at the merch table. Still plenty of time to get, you know, Christmas gifts, Hanukkah gifts, maybe gifts for our guitar player's mother's birthday. I think it's coming up, isn't that right? You know. She could use nothing like a Henhouse Prowler's nightlight for her. All right, stick around, and we'll be back.
Thank you. Are you mad at your man? Honey, are you mad at your man?
Lonely days, lonely nights. a couple people during set break said we look a little lethargic up here. As Ben said, we've been in the studio for...
Who said that, Grant?
As Ben says, we've been in the studio for a few days, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then playing shows after that. But we're working on it. We chugged a few Milwaukee's Best at set break, so we're feeling good. I don't know what defines a few. We might... No, I'm just kidding. But also a couple people... Well, a couple walked up to me outside, and they said, what bands are playing tonight? And I said, well, the Henhouse Prowlers and Colin O'Brien were about to go back on. And they said, are those punk bands? And I said, no, but if you like bluegrass. And they slowly walked away. But y'all like bluegrass, thank you for coming out. And I appreciate it. If you don't, I apologize. I think you're in the wrong place. But also a couple people mentioned that they might be coming down to our New Year's Eve show. I should mention that. We're playing New Year's Eve in Chicago at the Red Line Tap. So if you're free, we'd love to see you there. That'll be a fun show. But I'll stop talking and we'll start playing here. We've got a bluegrass number next, I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm. Texas. And the man over the cross, he preached away. Some folks are born to work, some folks are born to rule. That's the kind of history they teach kids in school. You can't buy a seat in heaven, 3 acres and a view. You can't buy a seat in heaven with 40 acres and a mule.
Thank you.
then you do it once more.
I ain't gonna first time I saw you, it burned in my heart.
That's for sure.
sharp homegrown tomato.
Once again, folks, make sure you stop and see Melissa over there by those lovely green lights hanging from the ceiling. That's where our merch table is. She's got our email lists, CDs, shirts, winter hats. It's that time of year. Homemade nightlights, necklaces. Yes, that's right. This next song is one that we put on our most recent live album, which we recorded last February or so.
Seem a lifetime coming, waiting at the break of the day. When you're traveling down the highway and your life just seems to slowly slip away. Thought you'd dream something better, waiting at the end of the road. But your dreams are just a waste of time, and you know that you got no one left to go. Thought you had the perfect family, you hate yourself, you hate her too.
back to you. Well, I was up all night, Lord, I couldn't get to bed. A million one excuses running through my head. I'll try every single one, though none of them reach you. I'm just trying to find a way that'll take me back to you. Take me back to you, honey, take me back to you.
Don't have to stall. And if you don't
shotgun with a big long shiny bell. I'm gonna shoot down that all arounder, one that took away my gal. I'm over the water, tastes like cherry wine. I'm over the water, tastes like cherry wine. Is that Chicago water? It tastes like turpentine. L.A. boy, L.A.
That's not the nicest song in the world. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to go over and sign our email list, because we're going to Europe for our third time this year. For the first 2 years, we went over in January and February, and that's because it's really cheap to get over there then. We got tickets last year for $500 round trip, which is unbelievable. But this year, the people who bring us over there convinced us we should come over in spring, and it's a hell of a lot more expensive to travel in the spring to Europe. And I think what we're gonna do, two nights ago, I spent like till 4 a.m. searching every city in Europe from Chicago, and I found really cheap tickets to Berlin, of all places, which is not where we're going. We're going to Brussels. But I think what we're gonna do is fly into Berlin like a week early and make our way across to Brussels and try to book some shows ourselves instead of using the booking agency and maybe rent a car, because it saves us about $3,000 flying to Berlin instead of Brussels. Anyways, the reason I think you should sign our email list is it's probably gonna be a debacle, and you'll be able to follow it and read all about it on our on our Facebook. And I'm not bitching. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's the day before we leave. Yeah, right. Like we have to drive back like right after that to catch a flight. Yeah, right. No. Anybody? Postcards from hell? Who does that? No. Sorry, brother. Keep throwing them out. We'll see if we know one. Right on. Thanks, man. So make sure you follow us. At least follow us on Facebook, if not sign our email list, because... Just because.
So save it, it's really a cause. Thank you. just the same. But my gal just the same. Says she gotta change her name. I got me a gal just the same.
For hanging out with us late, we've got time for one more. Again, we're the Hen House Prowlers from Chicago. It's great to be back in the hometown of our mandolin and guitar player. By the way, y'all should, Grant says drinking hometown beer, Miller High Life. Y'all should sue, like the city should sue Milwaukee's Best for naming rights. Y'all have some great beer up here, but that's not one of them. I'm sorry if that's your favorite. We're gonna let Grant kick this last one. It's a David Grisman instrumental called EMD. Thanks again for hanging with me. Thank you.
suffering madness. Locomotive bread is the all-time loser. Next time, thank you very much. Thank you guys very much. I think we might do one right here in the front of the stage without the microphone, if you don't mind. Oh, yeah.